Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, of course, it is May, believe it or not, May 21st, 2020, as we are continuing our growth series for the month of May. And we're going to have a great show today. I'm having a special guest on our show that's going to be pretty awesome. I'm really excited to meet her, and she's going to be sharing her story, Ms. Tina Armitage, out of Las Vegas. And we're going to be talking about some things that got many requests in reference to now with this, everybody's working from home, with the COVID-19, how everybody's coping with that, and also how many businesses have launched and started, ladies and gentlemen, like clockwork on a consistent daily basis, and how many people are joining other companies and businesses as the layoffs continue, as things are pretty much unpredictable right now. But one thing is consistent, though. It is the fact that there are people building businesses like never before. And what am I saying, ladies and gentlemen? I'm saying that we are continually growing while things are happening right now, where we can get back to our roots of who we are as a society and as a people, and making sure that we're helping each other, our neighbors, and our regular people that's near us in our community, and the people in the community. And that's why I partner with a lot of local nonprofit organizations across the country, churches, small businesses, as we continue to build and grow our network. And I got a lot of requests in reference to basically ways to improve your website, and basically on making sure that you can turn it into a lead-generating machine. I'm really excited about this, the fact that I got a lot of inquiries about that. As a web designer, my company, Global Touch Enterprise, we are a web designer marketing company, and as we've been able to help thousands upon thousands of businesses across the country to have an interactive website, what does it mean, how to actively work your website, and what does it mean to have a website today? Well, technology, of course, shifted, as well as everything else in life has shifted now with the money and technologies, and then, of course, industries that are here to stay, and industries that are now going away, as it always seems to happen every 10 to 20 years, you'll see some new shifts and changes in industries. Well, here's one of the things that you can learn as you earn in reference to businesses today, especially working from home. A lot of companies are allowing their employees to work from home due to this COVID-19, so it's a great opportunity for you to really harness your craft, your gift, your talent, and basically help as many people as you can. So with that, last week on my last episode, I was talking about 10 proven ways to turn your website into a lead-generating machine. What does it do? What do we need to do today, Ed, to really get my contacts up, to get my customer base up, to really get my product out there, basically, so I can share it with amongst other people, and what do they need to do to learn more about what I'm doing on my site? It's not just going to your website today that's just giving you some examples of what you're offering, but it's also how you're connecting and how you're building relationships with the people who are visiting your site on a regular basis. Are you building a good relationship with the people who are visiting your site? Are you doing follow-ups with them? Do you have contact information? And I was sharing this one thing about when we were talking about setting up your site, capturing more leads with forms. And basically, if you don't have a form on your website today, ladies and gentlemen, you're missing out on opportunities to connect with your target market. and the general public. Because in order to build a strong customer base, you have to have a forum, something on there so you can have a strong relationship base with building that. And whether you have their name, their email address, contact phone number, anything on that level, for them to fill out a form, that's commonplace today. If you don't have that, you're missing the boat. Also, call to action, what we call CTAs on your page. Call to action is really one of the most effective ways to really get your website going, get your business off the ground and launching it to a nice level, because it tells your website readers what you want them to do. And basically to fill out this or do this or sign up for that, whatever you have to offer. And last but not least, and I'm just giving you some really quick tips here, is that video. We already know how big videos are today on your webpage. If you don't have an interactive website with a video, at least a video, a snippet of your product or service that you're providing in the marketplace, you're really going to miss out. This also gets people to connect with the person behind the thing or who is behind the brand that you're representing. And so face-to-face, you know, we talk about that. And everybody wants to see a face behind the product or the brand, especially if you're new, especially if you're just getting started. So you want to make sure you're connecting, again, the dots with the people on your level that's basically going to connect and do the things that you want them to do, and you build strategic relationships with them. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? Your customer base will grow strong week by week, day by day. And as I said before, exponentially, in these last few weeks and months, it has really grown on a level to where as people now are tired of these, and well, we already see what the jobs are doing and how they're protecting themselves. Now it's time for everyone here to protect themselves on what their financial freedom, basically generating revenue for themselves. And we're just going back to the old traditional way how we used to do bartering back in the day, products and services, and how we work for our own, do our own thing. And so with that, ladies and gentlemen, everyone has a gift and a talent. Everybody is educated enough to know exactly what suits them. It's up to you what you want to do with your life and how you want to live it and where you want to be at this point in stage. This is the month of May. As we are now the fifth month of the year, we have 7 months left. What are we going to do for the rest of this year, 2020? What is your outcome? What does your outlook look like? What do you have written down? What do you have goal-wise, dream-wise as well? And so you want to make sure you have everything down, ladies and gentlemen, in reference to that. And again, if you want to learn more about what I'm talking about and my information, you can always go to our website at www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Again, that's www.globaltouchenterprise.net. Interactive. Your website has to be today. In order for you to gain the trust of the people, you have to basically have something for them to do while they're visiting or viewing your site. And so that's one of the good things that we talked about last week. I'm really excited for everybody who has responded to the turning your website into a lead generating machine, and everybody who has basically taken some copious notes on that in reference to generating revenue for your business. And internet-based businesses is where it's at today. As you can see, e-commerce sites, or let me go into that real quick. E-commerce sites are really blowing up billions of dollars, ladies and gentlemen, annually a year. Our web design industry has grown to $100 billion in industry. I'm going to say that again. Web design has gone into a $100 billion industry. Like wireless, it's a $187 billion industry for cell phones, people buying phones every year. That industry has grown. It ain't lost any touch. I'm just giving some industries that's constantly building momentum. And you're looking at beverages. It's not slowing down. If you got a healthy beverage, if you have a beverage period, the beverage industry is going to continue to grow. The new gig economy, the ride share, travel, that's still going on. $8 trillion industry is not going to just all of a sudden just evaporate. When you talk about an $8 trillion industry or any trillions with a T, any industry that's building up to that level are not going to die. They're not going anywhere. It's just a slowdown, but it's not going to go anywhere. So you have to make sure you understand the industries and for you in order to participate in the revenue streams that's coming aboard. Everybody's participating in something, but make sure it's something that you can relate to, something that you understand, something that's going to help you grow to the next level. Growth, again, ladies and gentlemen, is the most important commodity on the planet. That's what I'm talking about. It's always about growth. And this is why we talk about the growth series here at GPE Professional Network Radio, as we share tools and tips, and we also help small businesses, churches, nonprofit organizations, and early entrepreneurs, period, who are looking to do better than what they were doing in the workforce. And again, clocking change, well, you know, trading hours for dollars is becoming obsolete. So now you have opportunities to generate more revenue for yourself by working for yourself. But remember, Robert Kiyosaki made it clear, as far as the cash flow quadrant, what side you want to be on, the left side or the right side, where everybody wants to go on the right side. That means being a business owner or an investor, one of those two. But if you're an employee or self-employed, you're not going to get too far because somebody's going to be dictating to you exactly what you are worth, and then you don't get far. So on the right side of that cash flow quadrant, business owner, investor, that's where you want to stand. So with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to bring on my lovely, happy guest. I'm super excited. I met her through my lovely friend, Dr. Williams, Calvinia Williams, from Lupus in Nevada. I built her website for her in reference to her organization for women who suffer from lupus. And also, she's also my business partner in the rideshare and also in the travel industry, as we are talking about helping people to save. It's a really cool opportunity here, what we have on the platform. But and my sponsors, Kim and Sam Bean, Mr. Sam and Kim Bean, who are also millionaires in this business, has taught me some things to help me along the way as well as that. And I really want to say congratulations to them and thank you for them. Very thankful for them for their opportunity to take the time to help me and show me things that I needed to do as well. I've been doing web design and marketing now for the past, since 2008, so 12 years. This radio show we've had since 2012, so 8 years for that. As we continue to help as many entrepreneurs across this country and around the world to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. That's the theme of my show. And the way we look at it is, how many people can we help educate and grow on a level so where they can do their own thing? And you don't have to spend a lot of money today, ladies and gentlemen. You don't need a whole lot of money to do all of these things. Everybody thinks you do, but no, you're not nothing, not today. With the technology that we have today, if we utilize it effectively and in its right purpose, you can generate wealth fast without having to go through all of that. So just without further ado, let me bring her on. Let's see. Tina, are you there? Hold on. Hello, Tina? Let's see. If I had it on mute. Hello, Tina. Hold on. Let me see if I can get her. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying before, we will just continue on our growth series of message and helping as many people as we can as we help ourselves. That, to me, is most important in the marketplace. And the more we do that, the stronger we are, the better we are, and the more we can continue to help more people as we grow. And so with that, let's see if this works now. Hello, Tina. Let's see if I can get her. Hold on. Great. I'm sorry, Tina? Testing? Hello? Oh, no, I just... Because, you know, we're running out quick. Okay, so... That is... Right. Okay, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I'm having a little technical difficulties here. Sorry about that. I'm just trying to make sure I grab Tina back on the line. She's going to call back in. But anyway, as I was saying, on the 10 proven ways to turn your website into a lead-generating machine, we want to make sure that we can continue building our brand each and every day. Consistency is the key, though, ladies and gentlemen. Persistence and consistency. You have to be on that level. You have to stay consistent. But most businesses... Most businesses are not up for that, and that's one of the things and the pet peeves that we have with most companies when we talk to them and give them consultation is that they have to be consistent in order to do that. But I'm going to bring Tina on. Tina, are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I'm sorry.
Oh, great.
My switchboard.
I think there was something up with the line
switchboard.
There.
Yeah, it was. The switchboard kind of threw me off a little bit. But I'm super excited. Thank you for coming on. Thank you for being a part of the show. I'm going to let you
Thank you for having me.
Just introduce yourself and let everybody know exactly who you are, Ms. Armitage, and your journey in reference to what you're doing today. Go ahead. Take it away.
Okay. All right. My name is Tina Armitage, and I am a lupus warrior. This month is Lupus Awareness Month. And I wanted to come on Ed's show as a friend of Calvinia's and a supporter of Calvinia's for Lupus Nevada to give a little education on some non-traditional ways to help with lupus, so another tool for your arsenal, so to speak. About 2 years ago, my sister was drinking a product they call Happy Coffee. And she was using it for other health benefits, but there was an online chat group from other clients, and there were some people there that were saying that they had lupus and that it was helping with their symptoms. So she had a childhood friend of ours who was selling the product send me some to try. And I was about halfway through the first cup, and I went, oh, my God, this is going to work. I felt like a wave of like a good feeling just passing through me. It was the strangest thing I had ever experienced. I had never experienced it with any other supplement I ever took. And I tell you, I've taken almost everything on the market that's recommended for lupus. I've tried every diet, every supplement, and every known medication. And nothing seemed to help. I was pretty much over a 10-year period just got worse. And I tried this and my whole attitude shifted. I knew this was going to help. I immediately called my old friend Nick and I said, you know, how do I get this, first of all, and how do I get this to other patients? Because everybody needs to know about this. That's how good I felt. And, you know, I'm not a doctor or a nurse or even a health coach. I'm just a patient that tried something that worked for me. And I'm hoping that it will work for other people. And so far, I'm 10 for 10. So how Calvinia got involved was I literally chased her down like a crazy person. She thought I was nuts. And I made her try it. And I just said, promise me when you go home, you're gonna drink this. And call me and tell me how you feel. She had the same exact reaction. She called me. She goes, you know, I thought you were nuts. I thought you were crazy. But this really works. And so she decided to get involved in the company and so on and so forth. And I have a team of about 10 people right now that are a product of the product. They basically tried it and said, you know, whatever issue they were having, it addressed it. And they said, oh, my God, I got to get this to other people. And that's how I've built my team because I'm not a salesperson. I just... found something that helped, and I want to be able to help others. I feel like that's my my goal right now is to get it into the hands of people that need it. And basically what this product is called Happy Coffee, and there's a supplement that goes with it. Put them together, it helps your body produce more happiness hormones. your dopamine, your oxytocin, your serotonin, your endorphins, and it does it all naturally. It's functional nutrition. Basically, it's putting together different types of nutrition into a cup of coffee and a little capsule, and it helps your body feel better. I'm not a doctor. I really don't know how it does what it does. I just know that it does what it says it's going to do. And it's helped me with what I call the darkness that comes with lupus. Lupus is an isolating disease. You have about 1.5 million people with lupus in the United States, and they become isolated for fear of, like, what's going on now with COVID. It's not even lupus patients don't have to wait for a pandemic. We have to isolate every time the flu is around or the norovirus or whatever, because we are more susceptible to it because of the medications we take to suppress our immune system. So this has helped me to get to a point where I'm not on those immunosuppressants anymore. I don't know if it's because of the product itself or the changes it's made in my life and the processing me to eat better and be stronger and fight the disease better, to pay more attention to what I'm doing and how I treat my body. But at the end of the day, I'm in remission after 10 years, and I feel that the darkness has passed. I'm happy. I'm excited about life again. I'm social again, until the quarantine where everybody had to stop being social. But all in all, it's been the best thing that's happened to me in 10 years, and I have my sister and Nikki to thank for that, for introducing me to this product and helping me introduce other lupus patients to this product. And it's not just lupus patients. Anyone that's suffering with depression, anxiety, PTSD, my boss, my coffee boss, I call him Nikki, he suffered greatly from PTSD from 9/11. He lost his best friend that day. He watched the towers come down, ran for his life. And he didn't even realize he was suffering from these things until he started to feel better. So give me a month or even a week. Try these products, and I promise you that it will make a difference. And if it doesn't, return it. We take everything back. So basically, that's what my business is, and pretty much how I've been growing my business is through having people become a product of the product. Everyone I know that sells this takes it. So it's not like I'm telling you to do something that I'm not doing myself every day. And it has made my life better, and I want to make your life better. And especially during these times where I think a lot more people are struggling with depression, anger, the people losing their businesses, this is something you can do from home. It's inexpensive to get involved with the company. It's not like you have to, spend your 401k to buy a business, like a brick and mortar. This is something you can do from home, and it's gratifying because at the end of the day, you're making people feel happy, and you cannot find any fault in that. So did you have any questions about the product? I know you ordered it yourself.
That is great what you just stated, and I'm glad you got a chance to share your story on that and what it's done for you, the Happy Coffee. And what is the name of the company that you're with?
My name of my company is Elevating Vegas. You can find me at elevatingvegas.com, and it will give you a list of the company's history. We're a relatively new company. We're only about, I think at this point, we're like 2.5 years old. And the first year, we were the fastest growing company in network marketing. So
we're
publicly traded.
On the list. Yeah.
Yeah, and we're publicly traded. This year we were number 48, beating out companies that have been around for a long, long time because people just love the product. And as soon as they get it into their body, they're like, how do I do this? I want to sell this to everybody. And we've grown so fast. And we actually, the first year we had growing pains because we grew so fast, we were like, oh, my God, we need to get a bigger warehouse. We need to get a better distributor, this and that. Because we do everything ourselves. We're not flying the stuff in from other countries and this and that. We make the product ourselves and we distribute it ourselves. And now we're in 4 different countries. We're in the United States, Canada, Australia, and New Zealand. So if there are any Aussies out here that want to try the product, you let me know. And we're looking to build teams out there and as well as in the United States. But we just went live recently in Australia, so we're really excited about that.
No, that is exciting to be out there. Global markets is really expands and grows your business exponentially, as I was sharing before in reference to that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a great opportunity to seize the moment, as you were saying, as a home-based business, since everybody's losing their jobs and things are happening out here now. And I'm happy to work from home myself as a web designer and then also with my business that I'm doing with the ride sharing to travel. It's really been an opportunity for everybody to participate in something that's going to help them down the road and taking their lives back instead of letting it be a dictatorship of your life as to
mm-hmm.
what you need to do and how you need to do and what kind of income you're worth making. And so you've been doing this now for how long now have you been with this company?
I started taking the product about a year and a half ago, I would say, and I got involved almost immediately. As soon as I, you know, pretty much as soon as I had my own package of Happy Coffee, and I did it for a few days on my, I called Nikki. He had originally asked me, and I said no. I said, you know, I'm really, you know, with lupus, it's really hard to work, and it's really hard for me to stay focused on something. After 3 days, I knew I was going to be able to do it because I felt better. And I called him up, and I said, I changed my mind. And I actually, it's a funny story, at the time, you know, because living on disability ain't what it's cracked up to be. And I had a choice between paying my gas bill and joining the company. At that time, it was actually more money to join the company. It was $49.95. And I didn't have $49. So I didn't pay my gas bill in order to join the company. And it was the best decision I ever made because every month I can pay my gas bill 5 times. So whether you want to make this something that's an extra couple of dollars a month, you want to make enough to cover your own coffee purchases, or you want to do really well, the tools in my company, I've never seen a company like this where people who are essentially competitors, because we're all salespeople, help each other. We have team trainings once a week. My upline for me is only 2 people, available to me day and night. Anytime I need them to hop on a call, explain something to me. I never did this before. Maria, who is my upline, has done this before, so she's walked me through sometimes more than once how to do this. And they're very transparent with how you get paid. The company itself are filled with people loving on other people. I feel like these people are my family, and half of them I've never met. And I love them. I can honestly say I love, love, love these people. I would never – I had been offered network marketing a million times and always said, nah, it's not my thing. It's not my thing. This company, the people make it. The people that are in it are so loving and giving, and 10% of everything we make goes to charity in addition to what you give yourself. The company gives 10% to charity. This year, our big one was St. Jude's. So we had our convention online. They raised money for kids and that as well. So we just want to make our communities better. And the products help people feel better. I don't know how to explain it, but you just feel love. You just feel happier.
Wow.
And you want to help other people do the same. And that's honestly the main reason why I'm involved with them and why I stayed with them so long, is because – I just love the people as much as I love the product.
Well, I'm just really happy that you found something, Ms. Amatis, that's really right up your alley. And you say you wasn't a salesperson before doing all of this. And so for you to take on an opportunity like this and make it your own and do it your own says a lot and it speaks volumes. And this is something that any and everybody can do. If they're willing to be coachable, teachable, and trainable, and willing to take the step and get out of the fear factor and into the income factor so they can generate the revenue that they need. And this is what we teach and train on a regular basis on the radio show here. And I'm really excited for you and really excited for everybody. And your website, again, is elevatingvegas.com. I like the title of that. I like the name.
Thank you.
And,
thank you.
That's something about like that. It's really cool. And so people can go directly to your website, elevatingvegas.com, order the product.
Yes.
And have it shipped directly to them, and then they get a chance to try. Now, how would they share about the giving you a testimony on the product once they tried it? What would they need to do?
They could just reach out to me. I also have a Facebook page, again, called Elevating Vegas, and they could reach out, friend me on Facebook, and like the page, and they can post a review of the product at any time. So far, I'm 5 stars. Everyone that's tried it has liked it and has given me a great review. I've had no bad reviews. So that's a positive. That shows right there, right, the product is good, because, you know, everybody's always got something bad to say. So
right.
to have that type of positive feedback, really, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel happy that I'm giving back to my fellow man.
I'm so happy for you.
Yeah. You know, and they can reach out to me by phone as well. We're gonna put. I think you're gonna post my phone number on that as well.
Yep.
It's. I'll give it again. It's 347.
Yeah, contact number. Yep. And also, well, yeah. Actually, it's on there. And actually, elevatingvegas.com. The website is there. And well, it's me. I do graphic design and logo design and all that. So all of that is definitely off of that information. elevatingvegas@gmail.com. is what I can do to connect with you on your email.
Mm-hmm.
Again, that's elevatingvegas@gmail.com. And that's really good that you've done it and you've tried the product. And always we talk about this, teaching, training others. Be a product of the product. Test it out for yourself to see what it do for you. That way you have a testimony to share with others who haven't tried the product, so that way they can get a chance to say, oh, if she can try it, then I mean, I can try it. I can do this too as well. So it makes it much easier. Again, ladies and gentlemen. Right, so you want to kind of continue to build relationships with your business, with your marketing. And this is what I talk about, relationship marketing is what we call it today. That's today's term, ladies and gentlemen, relationship marketing. we're not long-distance kind of thing where you're in Vegas, I'm in Houston, Texas, but no matter where we are in the country, ladies and gentlemen, we can reach out and we can help others, whether we're on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, or wherever we are, on Zoom, whatever we do, on our calls. Basically, it's just here. This is internet radio, believe it or not. And now I'm reaching thousands of people across the country and around the world at the same time. Why? Because of the technology. How we use the technology today makes it or breaks it for us. So I want to make sure that everybody gets that understanding as well and why it's important today to be on the cutting edge of what it is so you can do what you need to do day by day. So I really want to thank you, Ms. Armitage, for this opportunity and time to be on the show. I'm going to have you back on, though, because this is not the end of it yet. We're going to have a different
It's only the beginning.
Yes, it's only the beginning. You and Dr. Williams have really been a blessing in Las Vegas, and what you ladies are doing there is really impactful and powerful. And I had to share this with my cousin in Las Vegas, and Vicky Wright, and so she is tuned in to listen in as well as to what you guys are doing, because she also loves to be a help in the community where you are. So it's a blessing to hear this, and I wanted everybody to get a chance to tap in to listen to this brief moment of our show, and I'm really excited. So we'll have you back on. This is Lupus Awareness Month, as you said, Tina, and so we want to let everybody understand that and how they can help support you guys, whatever you need. And can you just share one more time, how are you helping the lupus patients there?
Well, I offer a support group online through Facebook called the Charm Foundation. I had started a small foundation out here because at the time there was absolutely no direct patient assistance. And it's something that really bothered me when I wasn't feeling good, was that there was no place to go. there are foundations out there like Lupus Foundation of America and Alliance for Lupus Research, and they're wonderful. They're doing great things researching, trying to find a cure. But we need someone to help patients directly. There was nothing like
right.
that like there is for cancer. And I wanted to start something like that here in Las Vegas. So
mm-hmm.
I started the Tron Foundation, and I've been able to help people get medication. I've helped them with filling out forms for their Social Security disability or find lawyers. I've, through my network of friends, have been able to get people devices that they needed, such as wheelchairs and walkers and shower assistance,
mm-hmm.
even a wig, you know, even something, you know, as they, because we also go through chemo and can lose our hair over it. So all
wow.
of these things, you know, lets the patient know that there are people out there that care. And now that I've partnered with Calvinia through the Lupus of Nevada, lupusnevada.com, lupusnevada.org, there are some, once we get out of this quarantine situation, there are some great resources there to get assistance, to do in-person social support. But for right now, if you need support online, you can check me out at the Tron Foundation, which is a
okay.
private group on Facebook. Just ask for to be able to join, and I'll approve you as soon as I can. Or you can reach out to me directly, Tina Armitage, on Facebook, and I will show you where to go and how to get assistance here in Las Vegas. And even in New York,
wow.
I have some experience in New York as well, because that's where I'm from. If I can help, you know, one patient take one less painless step that I have to take, then I did my job. And that's all I want to do, is help
yes.
patients take less steps to find out or to
wow.
find the assistance they should already have at their fingertips and don't. Lupus
mm-hmm.
kills more women than breast cancer, uterine cancer, and ovarian cancer combined. Yet gets
wow.
a tenth of the research money. A tenth of the assistance money. Maybe now that this disease has brought out one of the treatments for lupus, I'm hoping that will lead to further financing to actually find a cure for lupus and maybe more
right.
assistance for the patients, that some of which have gone without their Plaquenil so that others can be saved. Because for us, that hydrochloroquine is a long-term medicine. We take small doses
mm-hmm.
for a long period of time, and that's how it fights our disease. And it mostly helps with bone and joint issues and pain issues. So it's not a life-saving type of medication for us, but it is a life-saving, or it seems to be a life-saving medication in different dosages for people with COVID, at in stages of COVID that it's helping them fight. So a lot of our patients have gone to other medications to allow what's available to be used for these patients. And I like to commend them for doing so, because they've made a difference in, you know, they've saved lives by doing that.
Yes.
And
yes.
I'm hoping that more money will go towards direct patient care, because that's what we need. Patients need to know that someone cares, because like I said, lupus is isolating. It causes severe depression, and 25% of our patients commit suicide because they
wow.
can't live with the pain and the isolation. So that's why I picked the happy coffee kind of thing, because it helps with that.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with that darkness. So if we can get more patients that type of assistance, direct assistance, I think it would make a world of difference in the fight against lupus.
I think so, too, and I really appreciate you sharing on the show about that. And Dr. Williams has really been synonymous. I've been knowing her, oh, Lord, since 2012, anything like that?
Yeah, she's an amazing woman. I don't even know how she gets done everything she gets done. She's amazing.
I was so happy to partner with her, and she was on the front cover of the magazine that
mm-hmm.
one of my other friends she was on the front cover, who actually does a magazine in Tucson, Arizona. It's the Sarah magazine, and that was done, and they did a spread on her in reference to her lupus. And I created the website, lupusfornevada.org, where now is on the same level as Lupus of America, because again, nobody was, like you were saying earlier, Tina, nobody's looking out for the little people and the local people that's actually dealing with the autoimmune disease. It's always about research and profits and all this other stuff, but nobody's helping the local communities. And so we decided to take it a step further and broadcast it, and with this show, help other organizations, nonprofits, who are also in the communities who don't have a voice, to have a voice to basically speak upon those things that is common to everybody, so that everybody can relate and say, you know what, I want to know. I didn't know they had one in this area. I didn't know we had a place like this in the city, but you do. It's just now we're just really expanding that. And thank you, Tina, for really being an ambassador for lupus women who are suffering, and then also for the Happy Coffee that you're in business in with as well, to help others and spread that. Because, again, there is also natural solutions that's being generated on a regular weekly basis. The illness industry, which we talk about the side effects of pills and medicals and pharmaceutical stuff, the illness industry is coming down, whereas the health and wellness industry is rising up. And so as we continue on our health and wellness journey, we want to make sure everybody understands what's important. Because I was part of a Healthy Coffee when we launched it back in 2008, Organo Gold, which I enjoyed that business, and helped so many people across the country and around the world with that coffee because of the Ganoderma, the herb that's in the coffee, is what made everything so unique. And so with that, I understand beverage industries like a whole, as a whole, natural healthy drinks are better than the sugary drinks that has a lot of side effects to it. So you don't want to deal with that.
Yeah, there's a big difference. Yeah, that's a racy, like inorganic type of thing. The organic way is the way to go, and the natural way is definitely the way to go.
Exactly. And that, like you were saying, so now with this pandemic, I'm hoping and praying that this is giving everybody an opportunity to look more into themselves and say, hey, you know what? I need to change certain things in my life right now, currently. No matter what age you are, or whether you're young, old, or middle, or yet, whatever, no matter. Age has nothing to do with it. It's about your individual self being better and doing the right thing and making sure you're helping your family as well as you're helping yourself. So with that, this is going to be going towards the closing of our show. I'm really excited for anyone who's tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Radio. Again, my name is Ed Peterson. I'm the host, and thank you, Ms. Tina Armitage, for our special guest host. We're going to continue this series, ladies and gentlemen. We're not done. Believe it or not, we're not done. Next week, we're going to have another guest on our show to talk about more of, as we say, home business types, and also what we're doing to help more people get healthier. Because I think we need more of this more now than ever. And so with that being said, stay safe, keep your distance, do what you got to do, wear your mask, please. And this pandemic is not over, so don't think it is, it's not. We still have a ways to go, but let's work together, let's help each other, and let's grow together. So with that, it's been a fun, pleasure, and pleasure, as well as a privilege from the brother as well. And until next week, ladies and gentlemen, keep building your faith and keep building your dream. Thank you, Tina.